Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, y'all, take off your shirts, get your nipple clips, pull down your pants because you're about to get an edging.
Turn on some Law & Order SVU a la Captain Sandy, staring at Mariska, Cheeto fingers.
Cheeto. Now you see, because of Kalani, when we say Cheeto fingers, now it's a whole different
thing. This is Love is Blind Season 2. Otherwise known as the influencer season, it was messy as fuck.
Ironically, we're edging you because we're preparing you for season 4 of Love is Blind that's dropping on Netflix on what day? March?
March 24th.
March 24th. Our episodes will drop the day after.
It's your own personal trash advent calendar.
Yes.
Yes.
and this, you know, we didn't like this season of Love is Blind of season 2. However,
we had fun talking about it.
We talk about it probably more than any other season now.
I agree with you. A lot of them winded up on that show, Perfect Match.
But don't spoil it for people because they want to know what if they haven't watched Love is Blind and they don't know.
Okay, look, Perfect Match is everywhere.
Well, I'm just saying.
They need to fucking come out of their caves.
Maybe they don't know about Shane and Natalie and they don't know and they're wanting to.
Oh, and you may not, you know. About young Gary Busey, who's looking for werewolves.
Y'all, it's a weird season. We go rogue, but we hope that you enjoy
Very rogue.
We will tell you this. Season 4 of Love is Blind is, I think,
we've had
4 episodes. It's the best season of Love is Blind we've had so far.
I kind of agree with you.
It's really good. So, and
especially, who thought that Cocaine Bear was going to join the cast? Sorry, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Netflix won't get us for that. I will say the After the Altar, which we cover that too, but the After the Altar of season 2 was the best After the Altar.
Because it was super, super messy.
Super messy. So, y'all, enjoy the ride. We had a ball covering it. This was previously just on a Reality Gaze Plus, but now it's for all of you on this free feed. Enjoy our season 2 of Love is What, Poodle?
Blind.
All right, 90 Day. Okay, Love is Blind, take 1.
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
Love is blind. Stop singing. We can't do that. Let me sing and you cannot sing with me.
It'll sync up. I'll promise. I'll sync it.
You're a liar. You lie like all of Iyana's exes.
Yes, yes, yes. Like all of
Iyana. And how Jared is going to lie to her.
You know what? I keep calling Iyana Iyanla.
Iyanla Van Zandt. Yeah.
I know. I think it's because she needs Iyanla to come, Van Zandt, to come sit her down and say, beloved, what the fuck you thinking, girl? What you thinking, girl? Why'd you say yes to that? Why did you say yes to you? You said yes to him and no to you.
I just...
Woo.
She needs gay friends.
She does.
Iyanla needs gay friends.
That is the truth.
I am very upset with her. I'm sad for her because,
I know.
She was spiritually cuckolded on the show, and so was Sal on the last episode.
Yeah. It's true. It's true.
So this is Leaving Paradise, episode 5 of Love and Blood, L-I-B.
Love is Blind. Okay. Are we going to do this the way we did the other episodes, right?
Yes.
Okay, so y'all, we're going to talk about the couples and groupings. I think for probably, we're going to talk about all of them in Mexico and couples. And then there's a little bit at the end where they're back in Chicago. And so we'll talk about that in its own separate little section. And if you're new to our Patreon because you got sucked into Love is Blind,
welcome. We gave you a little taste of that heroin, and you just needed it in your veins.
Oh, this show is so good. It's so fucking good. All right. Overall, we've had 5 episodes now. The first drop, I don't feel like any episode's been a dud for me.
No. We just talked about during the break that the biggest letdown for us is there's no constant comedy of a kind of an annoying person like Jessica,
because feeding her dog wine.
When people, oh God,
I love it. I love carbonite. Oh.
Not saying 89 was a good year. I was born, and also this Cabernet was. I'm hungover already.
She loves that. But you know, we've got Shayna, but we don't have the same comedy that Jessica would bring. I'm just, you know what it is this season? I'm more fearful with how the things that I see starting to happen, especially between Jared and Mallory, are going to affect their partners, because both of them seem to be like good people.
I think that for the most part, even except for like Shayna, everyone in this cast seems pretty three-dimensional. Whereas last season we had Jessica, and then we had Amber, who was like high school cheerleader rage monster, and Barnett, who was fuckboy. Cameron Nerd. It was just people were a little more, we could put them in boxes a little easier. But you just knew where you stood. That is such a good comment you made, in that you're right. I'm just kind of on the edge of my seat.
I know, I'm
nervous.
I don't want these people to be hurt. Like,
yeah.
I know Iyana's gonna completely implode after she learns half of what's going on, and Salvador, who doesn't deserve any of this.
But do you see? That's my fear. I would feel better if I knew that. Well, you said implode, actually, not explode. So
no,
yes.
She's gonna deflate into a withered flower.
Yes, that is my fear for her as well. Now, if I knew that she was gonna freak out and say "fuck this shit, I'm out," I would be ready for it.
That's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
No, it's going to be a shame spiral.
We said that at the
same time.
Same time. Ooh, y'all, Extreme Sisters got renewed. It's coming back.
And so did Caribbean Love.
It did.
As well as Plathville.
Y'all, by the way, not that we're going to pick up a whole new show, but I know that, and I have some Plathville news too. Y'all, I know that, I saw like one episode of Naked and Afraid of Love, and I never got into it.
It's renewed.
But it's renewed. And so I want to ask our sissies, did season 1 get better? Was it good? Is it worth it? Let us know.
Oh, they like all trash. They take all comers.
I do too. And as you do as well. But I watched 2 episodes of that and I couldn't get into it. I couldn't either. One of our sissies emailed us and they went to their favorite gay bar. And in, I forgot what town, like in Florida or something.
No, Tampa.
And y'all, Olivia Plath was there filming an episode of Welcome to Plathville.
No, there's Tampa.
Oh, I'm so excited for that. Did you see that? It is confirmed. Max posted a video. Max and Mariah did break up.
Yeah. I would say read a description on YouTube, because it's like 45 minutes of Max going on and on and on.
It's like 22 minutes, but he's like discovering, but he didn't have sex with another woman, but he kind of, I guess, crossed some boundaries.
He cheated, yeah.
So
I don't know. I think she's better off without him. I really liked them together, but you know, everyone's gonna have their first boyfriend.
I don't think he's a bad guy. I think he's 20 years old and he's hot, and all these women want them to fuck him.
Very sturdy penis.
Yes,
very sturdy penis.
A very sturdy German dich.
Ich liebe dich.
Du meinen Franz in Ost in meinem Herzen. Ich liebe dich. Ich liebe your dick.
And then play that piano off. Wow. We just made a German leader dick joke. That's a first for us.
I don't know why we'd never done one before.
I don't either.
It seems very appropriate for us.
It seems very appropriate. So...
Apropos, as it were.
So yes, y'all, not a dud in this season so far. So we'll see what happens for the second half. This is going to, y'all, Love is Blind, the second half, the next five episodes, or I guess maybe four episodes, are going to drop on the 18th. And then the week after that will be the final episode.
Yeah, I think 6 through 9 drop on the 18th.
And then they'll do the finale. And then, y'all, they're going to do a reunion because they did one
before. They'll do a reunion, yeah. But the reunion was so weird last time.
I kind of hope they figure their shit out for the reunion and do it better.
I think it was because it was a little very COVID-y.
Yeah, it was weird. It was weird. All right, Poods, how you want to do this?
Some people were saying that they filmed season 3 right after they filmed season 2 of Love Is
Blind. That's what we've heard. So maybe they'll do this in February, and then maybe in the fall we'll get another Love Is Blind, or in the summer.
People are also saying Love Is Blind Japan is great, but there's no – y'all, we don't have the time. If you can find another day in the week, great. Send it to me.
I already need Hermione Granger's time, Turner. We don't have time. Okay. Who do you want to go with first? We're going to go with couples.
Danielle and Nick.
Okay.
Yeah, let's just get into
– Woo!
So, y'all, he's getting back from that night. It's the same night of the couple's meeting.
This musical's called My Scary Lady.
Talking about my scary lady. Talking about Kyle and Shayna. Kyle, Shayna leaving, and Sal and Mallory, and how that's not. It's kind of weird. And Nick said, "I just really wanted to get back to you." And she's like, "No, I watched you. I watched you there. I saw you. I watched you. I watched your every move."
And he was like, "Well, yeah, I was just talking to the girls about capitalism."
Yeah, I saw. I saw you.
I'm having trust issues.
I understand her relationship history isn't great, but y'all, I know this. I know I'm crazy in a relationship. This early, I'm going to try to hide that crazy from you.
No, girl, Danielle,
you need to be better at hiding this cuckoo.
And
processing.
It went from 0 to batshit when he said, "Why do you let this get into your head?" Because you weren't in the closet crying like I was. And I went, wait. Back it up. When did you go sit in the closet and cry? And why?
So apparently she did. And
so that's like a thing.
And then she said, "And so I don't trust anything now."
And Nick said, "I told you I didn't have to go. I told you this.
The most important thing, you guys,
I can't trust you with anything.
Is that I know we're making it sound ridiculous what she said, but two, it's important that we say this. To Danielle, all this feels very true and valid at the time. That's what a panic attack will do. That's what trust issues will do for you. It sounds out of context. It sounds a little ridiculous because Nick is seemingly the golden retriever of the show.
Y'all, I think he's the best person for her because he said "You're acting out." He said, "You're not making an..." Now, this is a little shaming, like it could come at her, but at the same time, he's right. He says, "You're not making an effort to top..."
What are you supposed to say?
Toxicity, because she's talked about before how she has toxic thoughts about this. So he's bringing up her language. He's not like gaslighting her. He literally is saying, you're not trying to stop this. And he's right. In that moment, she's not trying to stop it
right.
all.
And it's probably the most productive thing he can do in that moment is saying, we said we weren't going to do this. I want to help you with this. And he said, if we met, and he even says this, if we met in real life and we had an argument like last night,
yeah, this is the walked. Day. This was the night before. And then y'all just should know the way they edited this, it was really nicely done. The cameras were kind of like sitting off on another balcony filming at a distance. So we kind of could just see them in the distance and see the sound, but they kind of were fading it on scene upon scene. Y'all, this was a long fight. This was like three hours of them spinning out.
Compelling as fuck.
Yes. So then they go to bed, and then when they wake up, that's when Nick says the next day, he like is bringing her coffee, and he said, because we've had all this closeness in the pod.
No, she's bringing him coffee.
Oh, yeah. She brings him coffee. And he says, because we had all this closeness in the pod, that's why we're able, this is why this is going to be okay. And Danielle's like, I just want to forget and let this go. But it's weird that she says, almost like, let this go, but as if he did something wrong. And
yeah.
What did she mean, let
I think she's
go?
Saying let go mean a lot of her thoughts about this and also the fight that they had. Because it's easier for her to pretend like nothing really happened and she didn't say that than to acknowledge that she said that what she said may not make a lot of sense. That it's all emotional and it's not real world. It's not happening.
I would be interested for them to have a conversation later on where he said, hey, now that you're calmer, let's talk about that. Walk me through how this happened. Da, 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 da.
Yeah, I agree.
But I don't know to see how her reaction would be, because if she fires up again, then that's a big red flag that this isn't going to work out.
Right.
Was there more of them or
yes,
until
there, Chicago? I think it's in Chicago.
Well, we'll get to them after.
No,
oh, wait, no, 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 no.
She's saying, this is later on. She's saying, I'll train your dog. They're having dinner. She's like, I can't wait to, like, my dog's going to love you. She's like, I'll train your dog to like me more. And she's like, my cat's not. He's like, yeah, your cat's probably, my dog's not going to like your cat. And
she kind of pauses when he says that.
Yeah. And it was interesting. She says,
what are you most worried about?
Oh.
And Nick says, sometimes, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, she says, I'm scared that she's like, I'm scared that you're going to think that I'm going to be like I was last night for the rest of our relationship.
Well, because she responds to that, because when she asks him, what are you most scared about or worried about? He says, sometimes you have comments out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And she says this thing, I'm scared you're worried that I'm going to be like I was last night. And he's just listening to her, looking at her. And in this split second, she says, you're judging.
And he's like, I'm not judging
he's
you.
Like, I'm trying to understand. And if I try, then I get more angry. Then what do I do? That's judging. That's judging me. That's judging.
And
I went,
whoa. I know. I think she's got a lot to work through.
She has no business being in a relationship.
Say that again. That is so true. She actually needs a lot more work on herself before
she needs a couple. Honestly, y'all, she needs a couple of years of individual and group. Specifically, say y'all, if you have trust issues with people, I'm just going to say this. A, it's cheaper anyway, and insurance covers it. I highly recommend doing group therapy. I know it seems scary going to a group of people, but it helps you. It helps you kind of work through those relationships with other group members, because it's hard to work through trust issues if you're just by yourself when you don't trust other people.
Or even like if you can go to like a codependent, the CODA, right?
Yeah, codependent. I mean, can
anonymous
work
meeting.
With trust issues. Yeah, can work as well. I mean, often sometimes people that are codependent are too trusting.
Yeah.
So, but any type of group support, group therapy, that would be, I highly recommend. Highly recommend group therapy.
And I wrote
Poodle
down,
tried it once and he fucked three group members and was asked to leave the group.
And I was asked to never come back. those codependents will just. Boy. You'd be surprised the damage I can do in one of those groups.
Oh boy.
Worse than a gay theater.
Oh, that is saying something.
Boy, I went through those gay theaters. That's why I'm not allowed in any of them anymore.
I think Chicago was the first theater we played in where you hadn't fucked someone.
Yeah, it was interesting. Most of the staff were straight, so it was weird. And like, even in New York, all the staff was straight. And I was like, this is weird.
This is weird.
But of course, y'all, in the LA theater, I'd fucked someone. He was really nice, though.
He was nice. He was nice.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
All right. I think that's it for them, right?
I wrote down, what's with her makeup? Sometimes she does too much dark around her temples.
Oh, thank you. She does this. She is doing contouring, and she does that gray, brown, purple.
Oh, it's awful.
She doesn't need it. I know she's thinking, I don't want my face to look fat. I think Danielle's a very pretty person. She has a little too much Botox and a little too much makeup contouring for me.
Yeah. But yeah, that brownish purple, really, it looked like someone had punched her in the side of the head.
No, it's not. No. Again, y'all, I don't think. Watch the Wayne Goss makeup interview. He actually has a video about stop contouring, and it's a great tutorial.
Is it because everyone, all the makeup tutorials are for women are doing contouring now because of drag queens, and
well, not just drag queens, because of because of Kardashian, because of Instagram, because contouring looks really good on Instagram in a filtered picture,
right?
But what we're finding on video, it does not look good.
Right.
It does not look good on video because it does not good because your face is moving. We're seeing all angles and contours of your face. So when you contour your face, the light is hitting your cheek where you're not looking straight at the camera. And we just see a brown stripe in the side of your face. Whereas if you're looking head on, you're seeing a cheekbone.
So y'all stop contouring. That's the TRD.
Yeah. Stop contouring.
Or yeah. TL. So,
okay. Why are you trying to get me on a soapbox?
So Mallory and Sal, Mal and Sal.
Okay,
this is weird. I guess because they had sex again. Everything seems fine this morning.
It's weird. It's weird.
And we go up and we go down. And so He says, I know everything's been a lot and we've had a few bumps. And he says, I want to apologize for not trying to understand you. And I think weirdly for her, this is giving her exactly what she wants emotionally, but exactly what she doesn't want almost in a sexual way.
Well, and what does Sal have to apologize about?
I'm confused. I think he's just trying to do anything because he's not getting what he needs from her. He's not getting a full response. And Mallory says, look, I totally get it. I don't want to ever make you feel bad. This is post when he was upset. That he's apologizing for what he was being really upset. And Mallory said,
even though he's apologizing for being upset for her talking to a guy that asked her to marry her, basically.
Right.
And she said no. And then they're flirting together at a fucking bar.
Right.
But he's upset.
What she should have said is, we need to end this conversation now out of respect for Sal.
Yes.
That should have been what she said. I still say he shouldn't have gone over there and that would have stopped it.
I agree, but yeah.
But anyway, Jarrett was what I dated previously, and it's not what I want anymore. So she's clear about that in the moment.
What we want and what we desire are two different things.
That is so true.
Boy.
And he says, I want you to be able to choose me every day. That is such a sweet thing to say. Sal, come to me.
He's too sweet for her, y'all. He's too sweet for her. Y'all,
he's too sweet for me. I would ruin him. I would ruin a man like Sal.
And the thing is, y'all,
I get tired of him in like 3 weeks.
I think this is some foreshadowing shit because she says, all of this, Mallory, it's just a choice. And I want you to be here because you want me. And she said, I will never be anywhere I don't want to be.
She does say that. Yeah.
Y'all, woo! She's going to say no.
And this is interesting.
And then the thing falls and hits his head.
And I was scared. I think there was one more with them. No, there's not. No, Chicago.
No, well, they have a meetup. The couples meet up again and they're playing volleyball.
No, we're not done with all the others. Or we are, maybe.
But no, that's before Chicago. Remember, they're in Mexico and they're playing volleyball. I will say he does try to pick her up and take her to the water and he drops her.
Oh.
That's not a metaphor.
No. God, his body is amazing, though. Jesus.
So this is, I think it's important. So this is about, so this isn't Mallory and Sal, but it is Mallory talking to Natalie about Sal.
Yes.
You want to talk about that?
Talking about Jarrett, and Mal says, I'm overwhelmed.
She said, this is awkward. It's so much. I'm so overwhelmed in this. And Natalie's just kind of listening to her. That's really all she said that we heard, but she is confiding this to Natalie.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about Jarrett and Iyanna?
Sure.
And this says, I thought it was very, this is an interesting conversation. He's like, just right now, I just paired your pod voice with your face. And I guess they have to do that for a while.
Yeah, it takes a bit.
I just thought that was an interesting concept of doing that. Because like, you know, sometimes if there's like an NPR person, you see who the face is and you're like, I would have never thought they looked that way.
Oh, I think it was a BuzzFeed listicle that said, like, based off their name and their voice, this is what you think they look like.
Yes.
And this is what they actually look like. And it's hysterical.
But, like, someone like Ari Shapiro on NPR, I knew exactly what he looked like. Like,
because you've dated people like that.
I've dated lots of gay Jews.
Have you dated Ari Shapiro?
No.
Why not? You fucked that up.
I think he's married to some other guy who looks like me.
We could be doing this podcast at NPR Studios in Culver City.
I don't think we could sing Ich liebe dich at that. Ich liebe dich.
It's fine art. It's cultured.
But I would have never thought Terry Gross looked like she did.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, Terry Gross. So, okay. So, y'all, this is what's, you know, this is weird because I don't know if Iyanna is not getting upset because she wants to play the long game or if she's just that clueless.
I think she's telling herself everything, not to be that nagging girl, not to be that.
She just, and maybe like,
You're right. It could be that she is that clueless, but girl, you have to be really fucking clueless not to see it.
You have to be clueless. And I don't think it's like we just had on Below Deck. We talked about Raina and stuff, and Raina talked about she didn't want to be like the angry black woman. So I thought, is that it? And I said, no, because with Iyanna, I feel like everything that we rationally think we would do, because Iyanna seems like when you met her and talked to her, she seems like one of the more intelligent, kind of emotionally put together people here, because she's overcome so much.
Yeah, I think she hides a lot of what she thinks.
But her decision making when she's given a decision she has to make is not good.
She does say, I was worried after seeing him talking him to Mallory. I was worried.
She said, but what break my heart is lying and cheating. Those are the no-goes. She said, but
she does bring it up. She's like, and also she's trying to, it's interesting. This is the way which she's trying to figure out. She's trying to feel him out and figuring out how he is in relationships without asking him.
Because she's not telling him what she wants at all, y'all. She's totally trying to tiptoe around what he feels.
When I get in a relationship, I kind of have to burn other relationships, you know, like exes and things like that. Are you friends with your exes? He's like, yeah, I like to keep everybody happy. Y'all,
Jared says, I'm not a fan of burning bridges.
I will say that is a low key fuckboy answer.
That's a red flag. That is a red flag.
And
she says, "Well, for me, that's boundaries."
She's right.
She said, "I was worried. I could see their body language when they were talking," and Jarrett says, "She said, she says, you know, I'm trusting your words, but I also need to see that in action," and. Jared said, I would never do something to make you uncomfortable. But it's like they talked around it, but she just didn't say. I wanted her to say, what did you and Mallory talk about? What was that conversation?
I know!
She has every right to know what was said.
Yeah. And I think, and we're going to get Sal saying that later when we're in Chicago, and Mallory gives him nothing.
Nothing.
And so there's a little bit of, let's see, what else?
In fact, Mallory gaslights him into feeling like shit for asking.
Right. No, I agree.
I don't think there's any more Iyanla and Jared in this. No.
Deep Tea and Shake. They're going to Cenote, the Cenote Exploring, Underground Caves.
They're beautiful.
They're so vibey. It's really vibey in here. God, I hate this fucking word.
He does say vibey.
It's really vibey. I don't know what that means. I don't know.
I don't either.
I sound like an old man screaming at a cloud whenever I have a problem.
That would be the name of your book on tape.
Screaming at Clouds. Yes.
An old man screaming at clouds.
Screaming at clouds. So she's like, I love that she's the adventurous type too. And Shake says, to me, this is a strong enough relationship right now that we have to fight for. We're going to fight through the fact that I feel like she feels like my auntie when we're together. I know.
Because he said she is adventurous. She does like to go to do things. He said, we get along so well. But he said, but I am worried. You know, and he's talking to her and he said, you know, she said, I'm glad we talk about a lot of things. He said, I'm glad we're doing things. He said, but I'm worried because I want to travel with you. He said, but I'm about to be in a place in my life where I'm going to have to grind. He's about to open up.
They're at dinner. This is the dinner.
Yes. Yeah. He said, I'm opening up a veterinary practice and I've got to like grind. And she said, she's like, well, we'll have to see when things happen, when we start living together, when we move in together, when we have kids together. And you kind of see his eyes just get wider and wider.
Now, but.
But he responds, yeah.
She says, you know what? You need to do that now. And I get it. He's like, you have heard me and you've got my back more than anybody else ever.
Yeah, he said, you really capture my thoughts and feelings.
And he said, maybe we could focus on less about what's going to go wrong and more about what could go right. So I have maybe hope for them, but boy, it is hard. It's hard to be a rehabilitated Tom Haverford, and that's what he's kind of being.
I worry they're going to get married and have kids and be happy, and then he's going to fuck someone else because she just never was that for him.
That he meets at a music festival, but she doesn't want to go because she's tired from running around to the kids.
Yeah, once he has kids, this DJ shit's got to stop. Otherwise, you're going to be like Patrick from 90 Day having babies with a lot of baby mamas.
I know that man is
hot.
Ooh, ain't no boner killer like bring your kid in a DJ booth.
True.
I don't want to see that.
I don't want to
like
see
Lisa
that.
Like Lisa Kudrow would say, I don't want to see that.
I don't see it. Let's talk about Natalie and Shane.
Okay, yeah.
There wasn't a lot for them.
She's like, the biggest worry that Natalie has, and this is interesting, is introducing him to her parents. So it's interesting because it's obviously Natalie's worried her parents are going to be judgmental. And it's interesting because she's the same way. She's very judgmental.
I think she's going to have like really hardcore, OCD, like, this is your Asian American in this country. Like, you've got to be. Natalie has that. I've got to be the best. She tries to say that she's like fun and laid back, but we see Natalie. She's the one. She is the planner. She is type A. And yeah. I think her mother is going to be. Well, we saw actually
a clip of her mom slapping her hand with the ring on it.
She didn't even want to see it.
Yeah. So Natalie says when you're with your guy friends, it's a whole other bro mode.
She's talking about them watching playing volleyball and things like that. And isn't it interesting to you that like Poodle said last episode, he tells her he's beautiful all the time. She never tells him he's good looking, but when she talks to the camera, she's so like, yep. Oh my God, he's so fucking hot. And I thought, I just wish you would say that to Shane in real life and that would make him feel so good.
It's too vulnerable and for her to get, because then it might feel that she loses some type of upper hand in the relationship, I think.
It's so...
And I also think that she looks down on him. I think that she thinks she's the smarter one.
Agreed.
She thinks he's fun and kind of sweet, but she's the smarter one.
Yeah.
And she's quite arrogant to me, even though I like her.
I like her too, but I think it's a false, she's trying to be arrogant because she just wants to always be perfect. Yeah. She wants to be perfect. She has perfection monster.
So they, she said, and then she even says, he's like, I'm always bragging on our relationship. And he's like, it kind of bothers me. Why can't you talk about how great our relationship is? Because that's, y'all, this is a love language disparity.
It is.
And for him, it is all about talking to other people and words about how great they are, how great they're doing. That's what gets him going. And she's like, what business is it? I don't want to talk about that. That's not who I am. And she's like, and talking about the relationship and Brett and building up the relationship to other people is very important to him. And she's like, we're just really different. And he's like, I'm done. I can't with this.
Yeah.
I felt bad for him. And I can't believe I'm saying it because I wanted to hate him.
Yeah. And she is so emotionally cut off.
Yep.
And the thing is, you said love language. And I think he has a love language. I don't think she communicates a love language when she's outside of the world. She does it in the pod, but she's so it's not going to go. They've got a lot. I think honestly, like Danielle, I think she needs to not be in a relationship right now either.
Yeah. I think that's the different thing of last season. I feel like there were I feel like Mallory also doesn't need to be a relationship.
No.
And so there are three women we don't think need to be in relationships.
No.
And I don't
think Deep is ready to be in a relationship. Yep. And who else did we talk about?
Iana. No, Iana's still well.
No, I don't think Iana. Well,
yeah.
I don't know. I need to see more of her because I just wonder.
But if, Danielle, definitely not.
Now, how do you feel about yourself if you're willing to say yes to a guy that you were second choice?
Yep.
Is that?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, y'all. We're back in Chicago.
Chicago, Illinois.
Like the toy. We can't even remember those words now because they're already out of our head.
Yep, maybe.
Y'all, that song was so fast.
It was.
Okay. So let's just into it, y'all. Let's talk about the meeting.
Shayna's back, y'all. She's sitting there without sunglasses, drinking a green juice. Kyle just walks up, happy-go-lucky. He's like, you happy to see me? Can't wait to see you, honey. Can't wait to get married to you.
Hi, I love you. I love you. Hey, where's your ring?
She's like, why are you being weird? Why are you weird? That's like the first thing she says to him. She not only dislikes him, she actively hates him.
Well, because she has to. She has to hate him so she can destroy him so she can win.
Oh, she's so awful. And I kind of love watching her do everything.
And Kyle says, I'm not going to give up on us. You know, it's just a matter. It's just logistics. It's worried about. And I'm like,
how can you be so stupid?
Someone not being like. I'm honestly, y'all, I'm starting to not feel sorry for Kyle anymore.
I don't either. It's kind of over
like,
for
at
me.
At this point, like, Kyle, grow a fucking spine and see your own self-worth. Again, this man doesn't need a relationship.
He's not going to be in the show much longer. I guarantee you. Shayna will, or maybe he will be, and Shayna will stay around. I think this is going to be, you know how kind of we... Who was it who stayed around and we're like, why are they still even here in last season?
It was Kelly and what's her
Kelly
name?
And Kenny. You knew Kelly did not want to marry him.
No, yeah, you knew it. And so Shayna says to the camera, she's like, yeah, I chose yes to Kyle, but I can't stop thinking about Shane. And regardless of what he feels about Natalie, I'm here to find true love.
And she's like, and I will not take a back seat to her.
Y'all, she's going to try to break them up. And what is shitty? Natalie, I think, is a better match for Shane.
I agree. I think Shane is terrible for him.
Shayna is terrible. She will chew him up and spit it. She will never let him forget that he did not choose her.
Yeah.
Ever.
She wants to, her relationship with a guy will all be about what she needs and treating her like a princess. And he will need to be at every whim that she has.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She's a monster.
She's a monster.
Yeah.
Y'all, it's 3 weeks until the weddings. It's 3 weeks until the wedding. And everybody settled in Chicago. This is really brief. There's not much more. We can just even do this kind of the way. It really is only Sal and Mallory left. Yeah. Everybody's getting settled in their apartment. And Sal sits down.
In these nondescript Chicago apartments.
Yeah. And he says, Mallory, something's been on my mind. And he said, I know there's nothing going on with you and Jarrett, but I want to make sure about what happened that night. And she, y'all, if they did it, we didn't see it in the edit. So this is a failure of production that they didn't let us know. Because she responds, and this sounded so out of the blue to me. She said, this is something I thought we talked about and we're good.
Yeah.
And I went, I did not see y'all talk about this ever.
I think they talked about it the next day, but it wasn't about the car. It was about Sal being upset.
Apologizing for being upset.
It wasn't necessarily about what was talked about or what was discussed.
We saw them. It would be the same as if Jarrett said, we already talked about this. No, Jarrett and Iana and Sal and Mallory, they all talked around it.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. And Sal basically says, I just need to say, I know nothing happened, but I thought I heard you say that we don't necessarily have to get married. And she's like, actually, I said, it's okay if we don't get married. And she's like, because I've been upfront with that. I said, you know, maybe we don't get married. That's not what Nick and Vanessa say. If you get married or walk away from each other for forever. Remember, ever. I took issue with that because I say there is a third way that you cannot get married and spend more time with one another.
That's what Giannina and Damien did.
So and they should really stop saying that.
But again, I don't remember her saying that because when we watched the conversation, she didn't say that when she was talking to Jared, did she?
She said, you know, she did say that. She said, but okay. You know, it's okay if we don't get married at the end of it. She did say that to Jared.
Okay. Because they should have shown a flashback of that because I couldn't remember. So, but
he was saying that she said, we don't necessarily have to get married. And she was saying, no, it's a big difference. Because I was saying, we talked about that. Maybe we don't get married at the end of this.
And then Mallory just says, I'm feeling blindsided. I'm so blindsided right now. And he said, and Sal says, I just don't know why you said that. Because, see, I think he said, I don't know why you said that right after you talked to Jared. And y'all, it's like she either won't. I think his rationale is legit here. He's saying, you talked to Jared. It looked like you were having a hot and heavy conversation. And then you said to me, the next time we talk, you said, maybe we don't need to get married right now. And that felt, was that caused by that conversation.
These are all reasonable things to ask. Yeah.
Mallory does not think so at all.
She would, and then she says, then she said, she talks about the ring being, I think I would have wanted a gold ring. And she's like, but I love your ring. Don't get me wrong. I love your ring. And he's like, we can get another ring. But anyway, later on, she says, sometimes I can't tell how much you feel about me. Seriously?
Yeah, she says, seriously, I can't tell how much you really care about. And Sal is beaten. And he says, I'm sorry. Y'all, this whole ring thing, she just gaslit the fuck out of him.
I'm
just to switch the script.
I
really like Mallory. This is what you know. This is what this season is about, except for Shayna. I think on the most part, even Jared, even though he is a player, I think for the most part, these are good people who behave horribly in relationships and fuck people over. And Mallory, I think, is a great person, but man,
no, I agree with you. Yeah,
she is fucking over Sal in this moment. And like Danielle, I think Danielle's a sweet person. She is fucking over Nick.
Yep.
It makes it interesting because this is kind of, I think, what we have more in life, whereas last season was way more cut and dry.
Last season was more about, is Amber awful?
Yeah.
And about 50-50. I don't know. The audience was more about 60-40, I think, about Amber is awful.
Because what's the guy that dated Diamond? He was horrible.
Carlton
was, he was a villain. Like, it was just way more clear cut. Whereas this, I mean, what did you feel for Sal in that moment when you saw that?
It's brutal. I think.
No, I'm asking you, what did you feel for Sal in that moment when you watched it?
No, it was extreme empathy.
It just was, I got sick to my stomach watching it a little.
He was kicked around puppy dog. And I don't know. I think she will continue to go in the same track she is. I think she will continue to try to marry him until she is derailed. I really do think so.
I do agree with you. I really like Mallory and I'm really rooting for her still.
I'm rooting for
Sal too, but like I almost want Mallory to be like, you know what? I don't need to be with anybody and just walk away.
I'm not really, after seeing this episode, I'm not really rooting for them as a couple anymore. I think Sal deserves a different kind of person. I really hope that Iana and Jared do not get married.
Because I do too.
That'll be a mess. The others, I think I could see the others having a way of making it work. But I think the two of Sal and Mallory and Iana and Jared, those would be disasters.
So now that we've watched, and we kind of said this before, but talked about this, which two couples do you think has the best chance?
I can't believe I'm saying this, but
I think you're going to say what I think too.
Shane and Natalie.
Yes. Yes.
Shane and Natalie. Yes. And Nick and Danielle.
And Danielle. I never thought I would say Shane and Natalie because yes. Unless Shayna fucks
maybe
it up.
Maybe Deep T and I don't know. They're going to have to. I don't have a lot of faith in Shake to not
I
think
don't
with
either.
His cock.
Yeah. He's going to be up there and it's just going to go haywire.
But I'm worried about what Shayna's going to do trying to fuck with their Natalie's and Shane's relationship.
I don't imagine Natalie is a match for Shayna, do you?
No. Well, Natalie will get really upset about it, but maybe I'm thinking a different way about Shane now. I don't think Shane is going to take too much. I think Shane is much more committed in his brain to Natalie.
I think he is, but also I think that like he has brought up to her a big thing for him like three times now, and every time she shuts him down and doesn't validate his feelings.
And Shayna will always do that because she can smell exactly what men want.
She can. She can read what men want, and she will stuff her own feelings down inside to get just what she wants. Whereas...
I've been Shayna.
You have. So, I don't
like
know, y'all.
Summer of my 28th year.
Oof. Oh, okay. We don't have time, but I'm just going to say this. You keep biting the hand that feeds you, you're not going to get a hand job.
Nope. Nope.
Nope.
Nope.
There you go.
Oh, this show.
It's so good. I love talking about this show with you. It's so good.
It's a good show.
All right, everybody. That's it. Love is Blind. That's the first half. I hope you enjoy. We raw dogged you with this content.
Do we drop all these at the same time?
We or do. We? No, that's what we do.
All right.
So, y'all, we're going to drop all of these. And then on our – thank you so much for supporting us on our Patreon at Supercast. And then all these episodes, we're going to try to get them out to you. The second half, we'll try to get out to you next weekend. That is the week – I think we do. It's the weekend before my dad's funeral. But I think it'll be a mission to get them done. So stay tuned. We will keep you updated. Until then, go to our website, realitygates.com. Go to our Linktree link for our live show ticket link. And yeah, follow us on Instagram and TikTok. And that's about it. But anything else, Poodle?
That's it. I'm going to go look up shirtless versions, pics of Kyle.
You should do that, y'all. And Poodle, while you're doing that with your phone in one hand and God knows what else in the other, ooh, I hope you ask yourself one question, Poodle. And what is that?
Is love blind? Love is blind.
Love is blind.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.